Andrew had been standing at the edge of the slope watching the river. He pointed and came running.
There's soldiers on the other side. Looks like they're fixing to swim across.
They can't do that. Law says they dash and come over.
Zaragoza pushed himself to a shaky stand, bracing with one hand pressed against the cabin.
A gun, please. I do not die without a fight.
Michael's heartbeat quickened. He fetched his rifle where he'd leaned it against the log structure.
Y'all give me the first shot at Rodriguez.
Eli Pleasant had regained his composure.
Barely nobody shoots unless it's a case of having to. I count 10 men, all we got is 6. And the sergeant ain't in no shape to do much, even if he had a gun.
Rodriguez has no right here. This is the United States. He has no right.
He's got 10 guns, but that kind of advantage, he don't need no rights.
I say we kill Rodriguez and the rest will turn back.
Think so? One shot and all of us will die. You think killing Rodriguez is worth that much?
Michael was about to say it was worth any price, but he looked at Andrew and Eli, then at the Spaniards, and he was forced to back away. Eli's logic calmed him a little.
I don't think even 10 men will relish looking into 5 loaded rifles. They'll worry about which 5 dies.
Zaragoza was unable to stand long. He sank back onto the bench.
A gun. Bring me a gun.
I'm sorry, but we ain't got enough. You just stay where you're at. We ain't fixing to let him have you.
Eli cut his gaze back to Michael.
You let me do the talking. Don't shoot unless you have to. And if you have to, you make it good. Kill the son of a bitch.
Not even a stranger could mistake Rodriguez's importance. He rode at the head of the detail. Even trail weary, he had observed an officer's proprieties. He had shaved, probably that very morning. His uniform was the most colorful, despite the wrinkling and the dirt of a grueling pursuit.
Rodriguez!
His men quickly formed a semicircle to cover the 5 who waited at the log cabin, 6 counting the unarmed Zaragoza. Michael's hand went sweaty on his rifle. Hatred welled up like heat from a forge as he stared into the face that had haunted him in so many awful dreams. There was no mistaking the cruel eyes, the lips pulled back against white teeth. It took all the resolve he could muster not to raise the muzzle and squeeze the trigger to blast that hated face into oblivion. Rodriguez looked fiercely at the armed men who faced him. If some inner uncertainty made him feel like flinching, he did not allow it to show.
Who is in charge here? This is my place.
Rodriguez studied Eli a moment, perhaps trying to remember if he'd ever encountered this old scoundrel. He nodded first toward Galindo, then at Zaragoza, who leaned heavily against the cabin's log wall.
You harbor 2 fugitives. I want them.
Eli stood solid as a fence post, rifle firmly clenched in both hands.
This is the United States of America. Maybe you didn't notice that you just crossed the Sabine.
I saw no river. I see only the fugitives. You will give them to me.
If American soldiers was to come along and find you on this side, you'd be in one hell of a mess.
What soldiers? I see no soldiers. I see no river. So far as I know, this is still New Spain. I want those men.
Pleasant raised the muzzle of his rifle an inch or so, just enough for effect.
Well, now, you ain't getting. All you're getting is back across the river, and was I you, I'd start damn quick.
Rodriguez let his calculating gaze play over the armed men who opposed him. He passed over Michael, then came back to him, a question in his eyes. Perhaps he was puzzled by the hatred in Michael's face.
Do I know you?
Michael moved his finger away from the trigger, struggling not to shoot the man.
We met once.
I do not remember it.
Rodriguez looked back at Eli.
You are not so many as we.
I can't argue about that. Your men could whoop us in a minute. But you wouldn't live to see it. You'd be the first one dead.
Rodriguez, you have murdered many of my people. I would kill you now like a mad dog.
Rodriguez's eyes narrowed at Lucero.
I know you. There is a price on your head, Lucero.
Nicholas Galindo had trembled a little at first, awed by so many armed men. Now he was emboldened to address the soldiers on either side of Rodriguez.
Mira! Mira a este hombre antes!
Michael could only guess at what he said, but the words were impassioned, the gestures broad. He surmised that Galindo was urging them to turn against the officer and join the rebellion. Some appeared to be wavering. Rodriguez did not long tolerate the speech.
Silencio!
You can't arrest them. You're off your grounds.
I have seen the sergeant's wife. A handsome woman. Think of her in prison. turned over to the pleasure of the vilest guards I can find. Think of her swollen like a cow, giving birth on a dungeon floor to a bastard child. If she lives that long.
Damn you!
Galindo went crimson. Rodriguez lost the cold smile, but not the cruelty in his eyes.
She has family. They have aided in this treason. I shall see that all of them pay.
Trembling with rage, Zaragoza tried to arise from the bench, but could not remain on his feet. He sank back. Eli's and Lucero's faces had turned grim. Rodriguez gave Eli a moment's final consideration.
I do not know you, old man. But I suspect you are one of the Americano smugglers who traffics in our country. If ever I catch you there...
You never have yet.
Eli waved the muzzle of his rifle.
You gave them 10 minutes to make up their minds. I'm giving you just one.
Rodriguez turned.
Well, where are Rio?
Rodriguez and his men started toward the river. Michael lowered his rifle.
10 minutes to do what?
Eli gave Zaragoza and Galindo a look of pity.
If they don't start across the river in 10 minutes, he's going after their families back in Bar.
He wouldn't.
And like hell he wouldn't. I'm proud of you. I seen your face when you was looking at Rodriguez. I was afraid you was fixing to start a war any minute. Was I you, I'd have done it.
It was all I could do to keep from shooting him right where his eyes and his nose came together.
And there'd have been dead men laying all over this place now. Most of them would have been us.